right. It is Friday, 5 p.m. time for American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. I get excited on Fridays because, well, we do the How Music Changed thing. We've been doing that for years. But I've been excited as of late because we're doing the Jimi Hendrix series. And I'm learning a lot and I'm loving it. And it's been a load of fun. And, you know, some of the best parts about it for me is that I don't have to do as much talking because there's so much music to cover. Today's going to be one of those days, in fact, because we're going to be looking at live shows for the next few shows. We're going to be looking at a series of them, actually. Now, to get a good idea of just how innovative, provocative, and imaginative Jimi Hendrix was as a live artist, I think it seems essential to cover him over a series of consecutive live shows, if for no other reason than to display the variety and the imaginative way that he approached his performance. So to do this, I plan to do excerpts from three separate concerts that happened back to back to back on October 10, 11, and 12 in 1968 at the Winterland Theater in San Francisco, California. Now, due to our limitation of our show of 58 minutes, each of our shows will present really only merely a portion of each show that Jimmy did, of each full appearance. So I go to lengths to choose material that will avoid redundancy. I don't want to play the same series of songs three shows in a row. That would be boring. So today's show features the first night's performance, and I'm trying to choose songs that whatever ones I pick for today will not be the same ones that I'll pick for next week. Now, keep this in mind now. This show took place on October 11th, 1968. That was 57 years ago. To put that in perspective, I mean, just because to me, when I hear this music, it still sounds contemporary. It still sounds incredibly cool. Like it's just as valid in 2025 as it really sounded then, if you ask me. But let's just say if the year was 1965, the year of the Beatles releasing the Rubber Soul album, say, if you went back 57 years from then, you know where you'd end up? 1908. Right? So think about that. The unbelievable vast difference between 1908 and 1965. And here's Jimi Hendrix taking that exact leap from 1968 to now 2025. And it's almost like the blink of an eye. Well, I'm just going to let this happen more or less. Don't have really too much to talk about. So we're going to open. Most of these songs are very long anyway. In fact, if we're lucky, we'll get in six. I have a feeling we're just going to be able to play five songs in the next hour. So we're going to open with Taxman, which is incredibly long. I'm sorry, did I say Taxman? I meant Tax Free. I'm sorry, talking about the Beatles. Got Beatles on the brain. First song is Tax Free, and we'll let that blend straight into the Jimmy's live version of Loverman. This is October 10th, 1968, at the Winterland Theater in San Francisco.
We'd like to adjust our instruments a little bit before we get into something. All right, it'll take about 2 minutes, okay? Thank you very much for coming. We'd like to do a first jam number. Like, it's a thing that we're gonna try to feel our way between us and you, regardless of the mistakes we might be making. It's a thing, more of a little true feeling type things. If we can, like, this, you know, we got a few changes and we're gonna jam with these few changes. We pick up these changes from Sweden by two cats named Hansen and Carlson, and they call it something like tax-free. Go something like this here. We'll be right back. Yeah, thank you very much. I'd like to do another thing, excuse me, that we do in the key of B. This thing called, it's something like Here He Comes, Here Comes Your Loving Man, or something like that. I don't know. It's just a regular straight rock thing. I'm Like I told the other folks, or just in case y'all are the other folks, you still know that we tune between every single song, which is not really a hang up, you know. It's because we really care for your ears. That's why we don't play so loud. I know you heard that somewhere before. And you will enjoy this, this next song. No smoking in the gas chamber. And, let's see. It goes something like this. I'm not sure. You see?
Two tracks, and we're already 25 minutes in. I saw that going, but that whole thing with Tax Free is just so awesome and special because I don't think it's a thing that many Hendrix fans really get to hear. So I just think it's pretty special. And the whole idea of what we're trying to do here by playing three consecutive shows, different songs, though, from each night, I think will give you a great idea of the variety of what Jimmy was up to. And again, think about this now. This is 57 years ago. That just boggles my mind. And to put it in perspective, as you probably already know, I mean, Jimmy had this thing about wanting to play contemporary hits by other people in the middle of his shows. He'd pick up other people's songs. You, of course, we've covered it, that story of when he would come on stage in England, like just 2 days after the Beatles released the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, and play the title song in front of Paul McCartney. And that just tripped everybody out. It's like, my God, the album was like still, you know, it was still warm. And he's performing it live. Well, he sort of did the same thing here this night. One of the biggest hits at that moment, that summer, was Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. And Jimmy said, heck, I think I can, let's take a shot at it. And so we did. So let's play that. We'll play a version of Sunshine of Your Love. And then we'll come back for a station ID after that.
Thank you.
Okay, then, Dig, we'd like to do a thing. Let's see, what we'd like to do. Yeah, we'd like to do this song. It's calling.
All right, we can bring that down there. I want to mention that you are listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City, New York. Heidi, I'm getting better at this. It's taking me a while, but I'm getting it. I'm getting there. 25 years, I'm beginning to figure it out. Of course, the How Music Changed series is something that Heidi and I have been doing for a number of years now. If you like this show and you're interested in more, I mean, this is part 13 in our series on Jimi Hendrix, which is to say that if you go to our website, there are 12 other parts that you could be listening to pick up on the entire story told chronologically from Jimi's early days right on up to this point of 1968. I have a feeling we're going to be maybe have about another 9 or 10 shows under our belt before we finish the Jimi Hendrix series. If you go to AmericanHitNetwork.com, they're all there. There are also something like, it's hard to say, but I think we might have covered about 50 different topics already on the 250 that we want to cover on How Music Changed. And they are all there in depth, hundreds upon hundreds of shows. So it's almost endless. You could get lost in it very easily. There's so much there for you to fool around with. Of course, I highly recommend it. I think you'll have a great time if you've got the time. And if you prefer to go to something a bit more concise, you go to our Wednesday programming, which is just basically one album at a time. And we've got about over 500 albums already up and covered on the website there as well. So check it out. You will be amazed at what you see. There's an awful lot there, and it's all there for you for free. So that's AmericanHitNetwork.com. Okay, so we are playing music from a show at the Winterland Ballroom. October 10th, 1968 is the date. Jimi Hendrix coming back to America after his star performance at Monterey. He went back to England for a while to finish his second album, but now he's back in America and pretty much mostly here to stay, because this is going to be where he decides to record his third album, his double album, and that's where we'll be going after we finish this series of shows that we're going to be covering for the next for this week, this show as it's happening, and the next 2 weeks we'll be covering his album Electric Ladyland, or leading up to it, and then the album. So, the tracks remaining for the Winterland show of October 10th, we'll play two back-to-back. We'll hear Hear My Train A-Comin' and Killing Floor, which will take us pretty close to the end of the show. We might have room to squeeze in one more after that. Yeah.
I'm gonna leave this town. Gonna make it begin. Gonna be a magic boy. Gonna be a magic boy. Come back and I'll buy this town. Come back and buy this town. Buy this town. Come back and buy this town. Buy this town. Come back and buy this town. Yeah. And put it all in my shoe.
Thank you.
put a spell on me. We'll be right back.